A new claim of collusion. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro accusing the Justice Department of colluding with the White House and Congress while appearing in court on a misdemeanor contempt charge for failing to comply with a subpoena from the committee investigating the Capitol riot. Fox's Chad Pergram spoke to Navarro this week.
He keeps claiming that he is exempt from this. The reason he says he doesn't have to appear before Congress is because he served in the White House. He also claims that the 1-6 committee itself is invalid.
Navarro is suing the House over the investigation, telling the court today the prosecution is in bad faith. An early morning arrest by Capitol Police after a man presented a fake badge. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Capitol Police say just before 5 a.m. they noticed a man parked on the west side of the Capitol building and officers started talking to him. They say he presented a fake badge that said Department of the Interpol, and he told them he was a criminal investigator with the agency. They also say the man, Jerome Felipe, is an actual retired police officer. USCP says he gave them permission to search his car, and inside they found a BB gun, high-capacity magazines, and body armor.
He's facing ammunition-related charges as that investigation continues. More than 70% of baby formula out of stock across the U.S., a shortage that's grown worse despite efforts to boost imports and the U.S. supply. A major plant shut down in February over safety concerns is set to partially resume production.
Abbott says it'll start making a specialty formula that not as many families use, which will be available as early as June 20th. That brand called Elicare, that's not part of the voluntary recall that started in mid-February. The company has not said when it'll start making at this plant two of the brands, the most popular brands, that are a part of that recall.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble in Sturgis, Michigan. The Dow down about 350 at the close. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
More monkeypox cases found in the U.S.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention identifying at least 20 U.S. cases of monkeypox in 11 states.
This could be happening in other parts of the United States. There could be community-level transmission that is happening, and that's why we want to really increase our surveillance efforts.
CDC official Dr. Jennifer McQuiston says most U.S. patients are adults who've traveled internationally, adding there appears to be a higher risk for gay and bisexual men, explaining of 17 patients the agency has demographic data on, 16 identify as men who have sex with men.
We want to really encourage physicians that if they see a rash and they're concerned it might be monkeypox, to go ahead and test for that.
No deaths have been reported in this outbreak and over 700 cases reported globally. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the CDC also says two strains have been found and only one matches Europe's outbreak, suggesting the virus may have been circulating already in the U.S. Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor, who's now the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, says he should have taken his health more seriously, just releasing a statement and letter from his cardiologist confirming his recent stroke was preventable. John Fetterman says he'd been diagnosed with a heart condition in 2017, didn't follow up and stopped taking blood thinners, thinking diet and exercise would be enough. He now has a pacemaker and is encouraging others not to make the same mistakes. The Fighting Irish changed their fight song.
As the University of Notre Dame recognizes the 50th anniversary of when the South Bend, Indiana school first admitted female undergraduate students, Notre Dame introduced a new lyric to its Notre Dame Victory March song Thursday at an on-campus gala. Instead of a line which has read, "While her loyal sons are marching onward to victory," now the song includes recognition of females. The line goes, "While her loyal sons and daughters march on to victory." The song has been a staple at Notre Dame sporting events since 1919.
Fox's Jared Max. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.